Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and you know, we are fortunate. We are blessed, really, to have some great people who take time from their schedule to join us. Today happens to be one of those days. Coming up at 5:35, Tony Pham. Tony and I have been friends for forever, it seems like. Tony, of course, served as the ICE director for President Trump in his first term. Tony's just an amazing guy. And I'm always thrilled that we can bring him on this program to discuss some of the issues of the day. So Tony will be with us at 5:35. And Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, who headed up all of the tactical training at Quantico, who's now with Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association, just helping people around the country be safer. And that is a big part of what USCCA does. But Rob himself, I got to tell you something, that his book that is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, this is a must read, an absolute must read. I know you think you're safe. You think everything is just fine. I got news for you. Tiptoe through some of these pages and you'll realize that you've got some stuff to learn. Your family members have some stuff to learn. And thank God the book is out there. Again, it's called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. We'll get Rob to talk a little bit about it as we head through the afternoon. Rob, welcome, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
It is always my pleasure. I want to start on a personal note, if that's okay. I want to share with everybody that literally as we speak, well, no, not as we speak, I've taken a couple of hours to do this here, a little radio show, but I have been going through the range safety officer that the U.S. Concealed Carry Association offers online. That's a great program.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and it's such an important program, Jeff. As you know, in order to truly learn, right, to be able to pay attention and relax, you have to feel safe. And that range safety officer, that person who is literally dedicated not to teaching, but to overseeing and making sure everyone on that line remains safe, that's such a critical role. And I appreciate you going through that training. It's a big deal.
It is much more than somebody saying to you, okay, hey, here's a red shirt and a red baseball cap. Go get them, boy.
That's exactly right, and so many times, you know, you go to the range, you want to get your hands on the firearm, you want to do the training yourself, but to take that time out, and you know, many times it's a volunteer role to make sure people are safe and remain safe, because it is a high stress environment for a lot of people. You know, most people are not super comfortable on a firing range with live guns, especially with strangers sometimes on left or right of you. So that role, that range safety officer role, is so underappreciated. I just want to take a moment and thank all of those RSOs out there that do provide a safe place for people to go out and learn better, protect themselves and their families.
Yeah, it is one of those things. Maybe you can remind everybody of the website, because, again, it's online, pretty easy to sign up and get it. And you don't even have to be a USCCA member, I realized.
Yeah, that's right. So USCA.com is the place to start. And not only that course, Jeff, but as you know, if you're interested in literally in any phase of personal security, whether it's firearms related or not, you know, it could be situational awareness, how to avoid a confrontation, how to spot danger developing early, how to become a better medical first responder type of, you know, we have a course called Emergency First Aid Fundamentals that I think is just absolutely fantastic. People should learn how to save a life, because it could be their own, it could be someone that they truly care about. And that course is all about just understanding what it takes to buy somebody time. Whether it's a roadside accident or an accident in the home, something where you are waiting on professionals to show up that can actually do something about it. It's critical to know what action to take right now to buy this person some time. And I'll tell you, it is spent for sure. But USCCA.com and enter your zip code in the search box there, and it'll spit out literally hundreds of classes coming up in every corner of the country.
It is great. Let's talk about the book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security. This, as you just mentioned, situational awareness. You don't have to be a firearms owner. You don't have to have a concealed carry permit. You may have said, nope, they make a loud bang. I don't want anything to do with them. That's your choice. But you'd better be aware of what's going on around you. And The Practical Guide to Personal Security can help people be more cognizant of that.
Yeah, Jeff, I wanted to, you know, there's so many books out there, and this is one of them, but what I didn't see was something that really covers everything from soup to nuts in a very straightforward, you know, no fluff, as you know, you've read it, and I appreciate that. I wanted something that people could pick up and have a conversation with a loved one, whether it's a, you know, a kid or a spouse or, you know, some coworker maybe that maybe hasn't taken that first step. Maybe they've had a self-defense awakening. Something's happened or something's happened, you know, in their community that has them alarmed. And where do I start? And I really wanted to have something that's easy to read, very digestible, very practical. It's going to, you know, everything in there is based on what I've learned over 30 years in law enforcement and working with civilians. And really it's designed to keep you out of trouble. That's the romanticism of violence, of, you know, what we see portrayed on TV and Hollywood, all that nonsense. It's the loneliest feeling in the world right after you've had to use any kind of weapon, whether it's a firearm or even your fist, because there's going to be a lot of consequences that you may not be aware of. And we talk about that in the book as well.
Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, and amazing accomplishments over there, not the least of which was earning the FBI Director's Medal of Excellence. And that's just off the charts in terms of achievement. But Rob headed up all the tactical training over there. Now he's the Director of Education and Training for the United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. There's a shift there, right, Rob? I mean, if you got guys coming through Quantico who are SWAT operators, who are, man, they're in the field and have been in the field for years, you're running them through tactical training. They know what they're supposed to do. I mean, they're gonna do what you teach them. Now we've got this transition a little bit. If we start on page one with your book, these are folks like my wife, like my kids are like, I don't know, they're just thrust into it, and it really is everything between that expert operator on the one end and just, you know, mom or dad on the other saying, hey, you're going to college, just take a look around before you open the door.
Yeah, Jeff, I tell you, one of the most gratifying phone calls I've had in a long time. The other day I got a call from an old colleague from Quantico. Guy had been a part of the tactical training unit, trained SWAT operators all over the world, trained me when I was a new operator. He was instructor. And my friend Art called me and said, man, I read your book, and honestly, there are things in there that I never thought of that way. And that was really gratifying to me. Here's a guy that I literally learned from and was able to teach him a thing or two that he could share with his family, and he said he was going to. So, again, it's something for everyone. That was my goal, my hope. And, it, you know, it's there's quite a bit in there. I didn't want to call it, you know, Personal Security for Dummies, but it's kind of a book.
What about the non-lethal material, right? Because we talk about United States Concealed Carry Association and everything that happens. God forbid you're put in a situation where you really do have to defend your life. You really do have to protect your wife or your kids using a firearm. That's when the United States Concealed Carry Association really steps in, because your adventure, and I'm making those annoying air quotes, brother, but your adventure is just beginning then. I mean,
that's right.
It's a world of hurt after that. But what about non-lethal things? Because you do address some of those items in the book, and I know USCCA also talks a little bit about that.
Yeah, Jeff, that's one of the things I'm most proud of. You know, when I took over as director a couple of years ago, I looked and, you know, had some really incredible training available to our members. What we didn't have, though, was a lot of training on non-lethal options. Yeah. And so as a policeman, I carried a taser, I carried an ASP baton, I carried a can of pepper spray from Sabre. And so I approached those companies. I said, you know, one, there are plenty of people out there who may not be comfortable carrying, may not be legally able to carry a gun, mm-hmm. and they may not be ready for a gun. And that's fine. There are also plenty of what we call non-permissive environments, a place where you cannot legally take a gun, but you still want to be able to protect yourself. And what I wanted to do, and we did, was we partnered with those companies, Axon Taser, Saber, ASP, and then Byrna, BYRNA. You may have heard Sean Hannity talk about the Byrna launchers. Those are the big players in the non-lethal space. We partnered with them at the USCCA to provide end-user classes. If people want to pick one of these things up, understand how to use them, understand what the limitations are, what those use cases might be, certainly not to take away from the firearm, but to add to your options, right? Depending on where you are, what you're doing, where you're going. I want to be able to meet anyone they are along that self-defense journey.
Yeah. Well, that I love that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About this entire platform that you have and this entire effort that you have undertaken to educate people. Now, Rob, I was actually looking at some new firearms over the past couple of days. I shared that with you just on a text. New American Arms, a gun shop that I go to on a regular basis, and they had some stuff over there. Lots of talk now, not just at that store, but amongst friends who are in law enforcement, friends who do a lot of shooting just because they like the sport. They like to go out there and do that. About optics, right? We hear about red dots, and I discovered there's a whole slew of green dots that are available, and I decided for at least one item, I like the green dot better than the red dot. Am I the outlier on this?
No, it's a great choice, Jeff. And as you know, the green dot's going to be a little more expensive because it's a little more powerful, just like you have, you know, like the little cat toys, right? You have the little red laser or the green laser.
Yep.
So that green laser in many environments is far easier to pick up. And I will tell you, we saw at Quantico, I was at Quantico when the new agent trainees began transitioning over to those laser optic sights. We literally had to rewrite the FBI arms instructor course of fire because, you know, as you are aware, Jeff, that was one of the most difficult courses of fire to pass. It was very difficult to pass the FBI precision fire course until we came up with those red dots. And we had a very high percentage of brand new shooters. Yep. By the end of training, you know, that 20 weeks of Quantico, able to pass that course. And so it does take quite a bit of getting used to. I recommend probably 10 boxes, 500 rounds of pistol practice to get used to it. It's a totally different mindset, totally different, but it is a game changer, especially for people like you and me that might be a little long in the tooth and your arms aren't quite hold those sights out as far as you need them anymore.
Yeah, long of the tooth and short in the arms. Yeah, that's kind of the way that it is. It's gone over here. Have you heard anything about these changing standards that apparently are being proposed for your old agency, for the FBI?
heard about those, and you know, obviously, no one's asking me. You know, I'm a little bit of an old school guy. I think that there is such power in commonality of training. Every agent that goes through Quantico, we all know, went through the same exact training, same exact background. You know, there's talk of lowering standards. Never a good idea. I don't know what the current administration is going to do. There's lots of talk online.
Yeah.
Certainly, Director Patel knows what he's doing. I know he's consulting people, and is going to do what's best. I would hate to see the standards, quote unquote, being lowered. There's got to be some method to that madness, though. There's no doubt that a well trained FBI agent, and someone who can fall back on that. There was 20 plus weeks of training at Quantico, and I can tell you, we packed everything into every minute those new agent trainees were there. So, shortening that time, I'm a little skeptical of.
All right, fair enough. Rob, two things. Number one, I want people to get your book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security. Tell everybody best place to get it.
Best place is the practicalsecurityguide.com. Practicalsecurityguide.com, just a quick landing page, takes you right to the Amazon website, allows you, one click type of thing, but lots of good reviews on there. I tell you, I've been absolutely just thrilled with the feedback I've had so far. It's been very humbling and very rewarding to see so many people are actually getting some kind of benefit out of this. So that's exactly why I did it.
Okay. Well, we're going to send people over there to get that book. And just a little push for United States Concealed Carry Association as well. Again, for people who do carry already, some great protection there. And for people who are thinking perhaps that non-lethal option, you've got that there. And again, all of the training. What is the best way to access everything?
Again, USCCA.com is the place to start. That'll take you to literally everything we have. You know, become a member, find training. It's a really well designed webpage, and there's even a live chat available too. So we have all American based operators standing by. You're not going to get transferred overseas ever with the USCCA. I can promise you that. And I tell you, man, our call takers at the USCCA are absolutely extraordinary. I spent time with them. I sat with them. These are truly dedicated Americans who love talking to our members and prospective members. So, give them a call.
We're going to do that. Rob Chadwick, thank you, my friend. I always appreciate you making time. That is Rob Chadwick. Rob is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the entire tactical training operation at Quantico for quite a long time. He's a Virginia guy, started as a cop up in Northern Virginia, then spent all those years with the FBI, now the director of training and education for Delta Defense, the United States Concealed Carry Association. His book is out. That's a personal thing, and I'm telling you, you don't have to be a firearms person. You don't have to be a weapons person. You don't have to be somebody who has ever been in a fight. It really is not about, okay, well, here's how you fight. It is about situational awareness. It's just about staying safe, so you need to check that out. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.